What if the local LLM story is wrong? And a correction. The day's most confident claim, shared by the HN community and the wider commentary, is that Qwen 3.627b represents a genuine capability breakthrough, and that capable models running on consumer hardware is straightforwardly good for developer autonomy and privacy. The counterargument is worth examining. The infrastructure that makes Qwen 3.627b useful, training compute, reinforcement learning from human feedback labor, evaluation infrastructure, still requires frontier-scale investment. Alibaba spent enormous resources creating the model, and the open-weight release is a strategic decision, not a gift. Strategic decisions can be reversed or redirected. Even with open weights, the training capability that produces new model generations is concentrated in a small number of powerful actors. The local developer is independent at inference time, but dependent on those actors for the training that makes the model useful. A different situation from open source software, where contributors with sufficient skill can meaningfully shape the core product. A second assumption worth stress testing, that 27 billion parameters is the right count for this generation of hardware. The benchmarks cover coding, question answering, and summarization. If the tasks that matter most for the next wave of software development require capabilities that only emerge at 70B or 200B parameters, the current sweet spot moment may prove to be a temporary window before the capability bar moves out of reach again. Three signals are worth watching. Whether open weight model releases continue to keep pace with frontier capability improvements, or whether the gap widens. Whether 27B local models stay in the developer tier or begin appearing in production systems generating real business value, at which point the economics of local deployment and Alibaba's strategic calculus both change materially, and whether regulatory pressure constrains future releases, given that both the EU AI Act and proposed US legislation contain provisions that could restrict releasing model weights above certain capability thresholds. The episode also carried a correction. In May, the show made a claim about Ukrainian long-range strikes hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no credible capability to strike naval vessels there, and no such attacks occurred. The error was described as a failure of verification. Dramatic framing accepted without applying basic geographic common sense, and was named plainly.